hello. Welcome to Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry. I'm your host, Amelia Dalton from eejournal.com. And before we go any further, ladies and gentlemen, I've got a Raspberry Pi Model A to give away to one lucky listener this week, courtesy of Fish Fry's sponsor this week, Newark Element 14. If you want to enter to win, simply head on over to element14.com/fishfry. Since about the age of 8 or so, my little brother has had jetpack very clearly listed at the top of each and every one of his Christmas and birthday present wish lists. It's been kind of a joke around my house. Oh, one of these days, Joel's gonna get his jetpack. What was your fantasy sci-fi product on the top of your wish lists? A robot like Rosie from the Jetsons, perhaps? Or maybe something from the Star Trek series? For me, it was the holographic projector. Heck yes. I think I can trace my holographic desires back to good old Princess Leia from the beginning of Star Wars. My obsession with being Princess Leia started right about that time as well, but we won't talk about that. Well, folks, my dreams of having my very own holographic projector may be becoming reality sooner than I ever could have imagined. Chatsworth, California-based company Provision has started a Kickstarter campaign with the aim of raising $950,000 to fund the development of its Holovision life-size holographic projector. Yes! With the hopes of unveiling the projector next March. So, what's the goods behind my new, Provision's new Holovision projector? Well, the projector uses a type of imaging that's called aerial or volumetric imaging. These images are created by using a combination of a digital LCD screen and a concave mirror. What ends up being created is an illusion of a 3D image floating outside the projector. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope. Sorry. So, no, Provision isn't starting out from scratch with their Holovision life-size holographic projector. They have been producing smaller versions, probably more akin to the Star Wars version, actually, and these have mostly been used as marketing tools so far. But it's the advancement of their technology that needs a little Kickstarter cash, it seems. Right now, Provision's largest projector can only produce an 18-inch image, and their ultimate goal is to create a holographic image that is 6 feet tall, that projects 7 feet from the screen, and is visible within a 100-degree arc. That's really cool. And this will require developing new optics and a new light source. Once Provision takes care of those pesky optical and light source issues, they plan to miniaturize this system to the size of a toaster. Yes, a toaster! To expand into the video game console market. Oh, man! And, of course, into other applications like medical, video conferencing, and education, which are nowhere near as cool as a video game console, right? If you want any further information about Provision and their 3D holographic projections, I've included a link below the player on this week's eejournal.com fish frying page. Okay, folks, let's talk about embedded computers. Shall we? My guest today is Matthias Huber from AD Link. Join us. We're chatting about system architects, their acquisition of Ampro, and what their new VPX blades are all about.
Thank you so much for joining me today.
Nice to have me. Thank you.
So, for my audience who doesn't know, what does AD Link do?
So, AD Link is a world-leading supplier in what we call embedded compute technology. So that is CPUs of various manufacturers on embedded form factors that are defined by industry. We are very active in that community as well to help define the ComExpress and ATCA, PCMG formats. So we build building blocks for OEM or ODM users that use that as a part in their system or unit. And we've been doing this for many years, and we have a wide range of form factors and products, from a small, pluggable 5-watt low-performance card through, you know, Intel Core, Atom's Core i3, 5, and 7s. We do all the generations and several formats, to bladed systems, all the way to embedded fanless box PCs. We have a very wide gamut, and we serve different market spaces. For example, we do military. So we have ruggedized and hardened product for these environments, wide temperature ranges on a board and system level. We do communications equipment, so we have blades that are designed to go into that market space, transportation. We also have product lines that cater very strongly for industrial automation with compute, but also with a wide array of I.O. So we do data acquisition cards and image capture cards as well.
Tell me a little bit more about the end applications and the end users of your product. So what are they doing?
So I would describe our end users are systems engineers and system architects that need a compute inside their machine or inside their concept. And that's when they come to us, because we enable them to have an embedded PC inside their system. Because let's be honest, for my users, their value isn't what they do with the PC, not building that PC. So we put a PC anywhere, so to speak. For example, our product has been used in an application that uses a microphone array to detect gunfire directions and distances. Others are in medical, for example, for portable diagnostic machines like ultrasound or actually blood testing. So it is a compute engine inside a more complex and complicated machine. Others would be industrial automation, so our box would be connected to a few cameras, and then on top of that runs an application that does machine vision, visual inspection for example, LED production.
So I seem to remember that you guys acquired Ampro a while back, and how has that affected your market share? Tell me more about that.
Ampro has been a leader in the embedded compute space. Ampro has defined one of the best-known formats, the so-called PC-104, and it still exists today. It's been, you know, three rival standards have been taken nipping at it. It's still there. So what happened with Ampro, so ADLINK acquired Ampro for multiple reasons. That is infrastructure, knowledge, market access. So it's a bit hard to tell how actually that has amplified, but I think for the entrance in the U.S., the presence in the U.S. was a very strategic move for ADLINK to actually, you know, join their existing office with the Ampro office and get into that resource pool and have that deep-rooted knowledge about the ruggedization of designs. So I think that was the biggest benefit.
So tell me more about what you're showing at Design West this year.
As mentioned earlier, we have a wide gamut of products. I'll point out two of our new introductions at the show. One is the VPX 3000. It's our first VPX blade. As mentioned earlier, this caters to the markets that seek highly ruggedized environments, transportation and military. VPX 3000 is, as mentioned, our first VPX 3U blade featuring a third generation Intel Core processor, onboard DRAM, and flash option, of course. The second one is a preview, actually. The product is not fully launched. We show a mechanical concept today, and we call it HPERC. It's for high-performance embedded ruggedized computer. Quite a mouthful. In reality, it is a system-level solution that is geared into the military market space. It is targeting ground vehicle applications for either sensor processing or mission control, but also targeted for unmanned autonomous vehicles. And there can do one of two things, either mission control or the payload processing. That's the four areas we have in mind with that box.
Well, great. Okay, how about an off-the-cuff question? Sometimes we have free time. What do you like to do in your free time?
I live in the Bay Area, so I enjoy actually exploring cities, Oakland, San Francisco, and the northern outside, so Wine Country, Point Reyes. That's where I play my spare time.
Very nice. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me today. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you for having me, and have a good show.
Do you have a comprehensive emulation strategy for your next SoC design? Oh, you don't? Well, there's no need to be so hard on yourself. I mean, come on. There's an easier way. Yep, check out my newest episode of Chalk Talk titled It's the software, silly. Success with FPGA-based prototyping. In this new episode, I'm chatting with Jürgen Jaeger of Cadence about the tight relationship between software and emulation and how you can achieve success in your SoC design with a comprehensive emulation strategy. You can check out this episode of Chalk Talk by clicking on the link on this week's Fish Fryin' page on eejournal.com or by heading on over to the On Demand section of eejournal.com. And now it's time for my nerdy giveaway, my friends. I've got a Raspberry Pi Model A, oh yes, I do, to give away to one lucky listener this week, courtesy of Newark Element 14. This awesome board. Well, you probably know all about it by now, but let me fill you in on a couple of the super cool details. It includes a Broadcom SoC Full HD Multimedia Applications Processor, dual core video core 4 multimedia coprocessor, 256 megabytes of SD RAM, includes an HDMI and composite RCA video outputs, and runs on Linux. If you want this Raspberry Pi Model A for your very own, head on over to element14.com/fishfry or click the link on this week's Fish Fryin' page that says Enter to Win a Raspberry Pi Model A, courtesy of Newark Element 14. Hey, just imagine if your Facebook feed had a little EE Journal sprinkled in. Wouldn't that be cool? You can like us at Facebook/EEJournal. You can also check out our tweets on EEJournal TFM and join our circle on Google+. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fry page, you can grab the Fish Fryin' RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. Well, that's all there is for this week's Fish Fry. Remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or maybe even the best geeky hotspot in your hometown, I also love pinball, FYI. Shoot me a line at amelia@techfocusmedia.com or post a comment on our forums on eejournal.com. For the week of August 2nd, 2013, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.